going to be a real and raw episode. Backing up what I said on the previous podcast about cultural differences. We're going to get down on this one. I got to go teach these kids today. I took the day off of work because... Anyway, I did a quick Google search of Antoine Fuqua. Wikipedia says that he was born in Philadelphia. No foundational Black American man is going to mention anybody outside of his race that was foundational Black American. It's very rare that you will hear a Black man talk about something and he not bring up other foundational Black Americans who have paved the way. So that's one of the clues that I feel like Antoine Fuqua is not foundational. But this is where I want to go with this. You guys stay with me because it's going to end up in a really cool place, okay? It's not going to be what you guys think. I'm not for slamming people constantly and calling them tethers. I don't agree with the bashing of folks that come here, but I do agree with holding people accountable for being shitty. So if calling you a tether is included in that, then I'm going to be selective in who I call tether, but you're going to get called that if it's deserved. I'm not going to use immigrants or Africans or Caribbeans or anybody from the islands all in one pot because there are a lot of people that have the same skin that I am in, that come from different parts of the world, that have contributed to the Black culture and minded their fucking business for a long time. Lupita Nyong'o is one Black woman I can honestly say I am very proud to have her a part of Black America because she really respects us. She does not do things that are degrading to us or making us feel like we should know where we come from. And, you know, this attitude that a lot of Africans have when they come over here, it really makes me sad that there can't be more of a connection and understanding between all Black people all over the world. I had a problem with calling people from other countries that were African Black. Because I was like, isn't that synonymous with Black Americans? And then it was explained to me by Tinkerbell. You know, she clarified it for me. And I was like, okay, I got you. And so I was like, how are we going to distinguish ourselves from the rest of the Black people all over the world? And then someone came up with foundational Black American. And I was like, damn, that's it. That's it right there. That's it. Because if you really look at shit in this country, and like I explained in the episode of Cultural Differences, you'll see how much of a difference there is in between foundational Black Americans and Black Americans anywhere. I'm not going to force my dream on anybody, but this is what I want. I want to see all Black people get along. I want to see all Black people work together. I want to see the receipts. When somebody calls you Black in this country, I want to see your receipts. And the receipts are, where did you come from? Who were your ancestors? Are you foundational? That last question is the most important for me. Because when you are representing my people, you've been given the torch to represent my people. There's a reason for that. It's because white America has been trying to control us since chattel slavery. They've been trying to hold us down. And in all nine areas of activity that Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Talks about, go to producejustice.com and you'll go see what the nine areas of activity are. We are not allowed to flourish, but yet and still, as Black Americans, we find a way to do so. You ain't stopping shit. As a young girl, I sat and watched family members go through this fucking system and how they were treated and how they were stopped from being and producing to their fullest potential. So, without getting too deep into my history, I just kind of wanted to lay something down and put something out there. A challenge to Mr. Antoine Fuqua. If you should put down your ego and listen. If you don't listen, I know the universe is. I know God is. So I'm not worried about it. So I'm going to say what the fuck I have to say. I want to see your receipts, Mr. Antoine Fuqua. I want to see your receipts. And if you're taking on the task of directing the Michael Jackson biopic, the white man has enabled you and given you the torch. And let me back up just a little bit here, because some people will probably say, well, his mom was foundational. His dad was half or something going on in his background where he's foundational. Let me make this shit clear. Okay? Let me make this shit clear. What people need to understand is Michael Jackson has been ridiculed and talked about for a very long time. Very, very, very long time, and it hasn't stopped. What we have failed to do for him since his murder is make sure that shit is done right by him. We failed, absolutely failed, without a shadow of a doubt. I am not shying away from that. I'm going to take my responsibility on that shit. And what we have to understand is that the difference in someone who is a family member here or a family member there that's foundational versus Michael and myself, who were full foundational, is huge. But I don't want to take away from Mr. Fuqua's lineage. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that there's a difference between somebody who has two parents whose lineage goes back to chattel slavery versus someone whose parent came from Africa and suffered. And a parent who came from maybe Cuba or something and suffered. I'm not going to challenge that. I'm not going to, you know. But if you were not here for five generations experiencing, you know, if you were not here for, if your ancestors weren't here for five generations experiencing what my families on both sides have experienced, Houston, we have a problem. Because you're not going to get the full scope of things. At some point in your life, with one parent, you were able to get some kind of privilege that foundational Black Americans never have access to. But we have to fight for it. And the reason why we have, I'm going to say this for myself. I'm not going to talk for the whole black community. Nobody should ever do that. But the reason why a lot of foundational black Americans have this compassion for other black people that are not foundational is because we know what the fuck y'all are going to go through when you get here. And we know what you're going through while you are here. So we bring you into our world. We bring you in with us and we call you one of ours. Because we want you to feel some kind of love, some kind of belonging, some kind of unity. Because when you get here to the United States, it's a whole fucking different ball game. And a lot of non-foundationals, woo. Y'all look at us like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? They over here treating us good. If y'all would stop talking about slavery, maybe y'all would get treated. See, y'all, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different animal. You can't see what we go through. You cannot fully see what we go through. So I just wanted to put that out there. So let me fast forward and go up, back up to. I want to see Mr. Antoine Fuqua's receipts. As a fan, I think that we deserve to know where he comes from. Because a lot of black people in this fan base probably already know who he is, but I don't. And I'm going to bring this challenge up to him. If these white people have allowed you to direct a Michael Jackson biopic, and you don't know what it's like to be foundational black American, you only know what it's like to be discriminated against as a black man, to be foundational is a whole nother animal that you will never be able to comprehend. Never. So for you to sit and direct something on a black man who was treated like shit solely because he was foundational, not because he was black, because he was foundational. They knew Michael Jackson's roots. Bet your bottom dollar on that shit. And they know your roots. And they know that there is very little of a connection if you are not foundational. So what they do with people like you, Mr. Fuqua, if you are not foundational, is they use you to replace us. So if you're not foundational, this is what I want to say to you. I'm going to challenge you on this. Bring on a co-director who is foundational and that is deserving. Someone who knows without a shadow of a doubt that Michael Jackson is innocent. And someone who loved him, not just through speech alone, but also in action. I don't want to see not a shred or an ounce of somebody who has abused Michael in the past and said they were sorry. But I want to see somebody who was honestly 100% for Michael Jackson and showing the world who he actually was, not just through rose colored glasses or through a white man's mind. But I want you to be that which the white man expects you to be. But I also want you to do what is right and put a foundational American by your side to show you what the fuck it really is. Because you, my friend, if you are not foundational, you ain't gonna know how to do this right. I don't want to see another Harriet. I don't want to see another Whitney Houston movie. I don't want to see a Till movie. I want to see a film about the greatest entertainer in the entire world to ever have existed that was foundational Black American. I want him to finally be shown through his eyes, if we can possibly do that. The closest we can ever get is to make sure that we do it with somebody who is foundational. Doesn't have to be a family member. Doesn't have to be somebody that worked with Michael. And I'm not suggesting myself. No, the fuck I'm not. I would never fucking go to Hollywood for shit. But somebody that is itching and praying, that is a fan of Michael's, that loves Michael, that can honestly do shit right by Michael Jackson. I'm asking you to bring that person on. Even though your ego tells you, even though the white man tells you that, oh, you can do a great job at this. Even though family members may tell you you'll do a phenomenal job. Don't trust that. Don't trust that. Especially if you ain't talking to his children. If his children approve of you, they don't know the full scope to which their father suffered on this planet. They don't really know the full fucking scope. They know what it is to be Black, but they don't know the full fucking scope. So, as I explained in my cultural differences episode, my life and how I saw things, I need somebody on that team that didn't just experience racism, but experienced the generations of the fucking horror of what we endured in this country and how we gained a fearlessness to fight white people who were white supremacist racists. That's my challenge. It doesn't have to be known publicly what's going on, but I want to fucking see it in this biopic. Don't let this be in your hands, Mr. Fuqua, and you could have done the right thing. Don't go and get some people who are out here hating on white folks that are old and crusty and can't handle having a wide view of the world, but they have tunnel vision. Don't get no old crusty Black people that are very, you know, adamant about going against white folks. This is not what this is about, because Michael loved everybody. So we want that representation there. Get somebody who is fresh, that has an open heart, that knows who Michael Jackson was, and that can execute a clear view to the world, Michael Jackson. Not just Michael, not just MJ, but Michael Jackson. This is about Michael Jackson's life. So if you really want to do this right, if you really want to have your legacy attached to Michael Jackson's biopic in a positive way, do shit right by Michael Jackson. That's it. This can be a part of your legacy where you bring foundational Black Americans and Black Americans together from different parts of the world, and you show people, look, we can get along. We can do what's necessary to defeat this evil. But if you just ride along on their train and collect that paycheck and don't pay attention to the fact that, oh shit, you really don't know what it's like to be foundational, and you don't pull nobody in, the right person, you fuck yourself. my dear, you fuck yourself royally. Thank you for listening.